Amos chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing on the altar, and he said, Strike the capital of the pillar so that the lintels shake, and make them all crash onto their heads, and I will kill the last of them with the sword. None of them fleeing will get away, and no fugitive among them will escape. Even if they dig through to the underworld, my hand will take them from there, and even if they ascend to heaven, I will bring them down from there. And if they hide on the top of Carmel, I will search and take them from there. And if they conceal themselves from my eyes on the seabed, I will command the serpent, and it will bite them, ousting them from there. And if they go into exile before their enemies, there I will command the sword, and it will kill them. And I will set my eye against them, for their harm and not for their good. And it is the Lord of hosts, who strikes the earth so that it melts, so that all its inhabitants mourn, and it all rises like a river, and it is submerged like the river of Egypt, who builds his high residences in the heavens, and as for his vault of the heavens above the earth, he founded it. He calls to the water of the sea, and pours it out on the surface of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are you not to me like the sons of the Ethiopians, O sons of Israel, says the Lord? Did I not bring Israel up out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Aramean from Kir? Look, the eyes of the Lord, are against the sinful kingdom, and I will cut it off from the face of the earth, except that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. For behold, I am about to command, and cause the house of Israel to wander among all the nations, as corn is shaken around in a sieve, but no grain falls to the ground. All sinners among my people will die by the sword, who say, No evil will approach and come upon us. On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will wall up their breaches, and I will raise up its ruins, and I will build her up, as in days of old, in order that they who are called after my name may inherit the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles, says the Lord, who is doing this. Look, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the ploughman will be close behind the reaper, and the grape treader the seed sower. And the mountains will distill new wine, and all the hills will melt. And I will reverse the captivity of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the desolate cities, and they will dwell in them, and they will plant vineyards, and they will drink their wine, and they will make gardens, and they will eat their fruit. And I will plant them on their land, and they will not be plucked up any more from their land which I have given to them, says the Lord your God.